He was just a young man, like so many young men, called to serve his country in uniform. People know Joe Bergstrom for his years as an executive at a Camarillo company, the family he raised, and his involvement with a number of community groups in Ventura County. But even some friends didn't know that the 94-year-old Camarillo man served on the front lines in Europe during World War II, earning a Bronze Star for his heroism during his very first time in combat.
You think about what you've been ordered to do, and that's what you do.
Bergstrom graduated from high school in 1941. The 18-year-old was a student at the University of Wisconsin when the attack on Pearl Harbor plunged America into World War II. The military kept him in college until 1943, when he was sent for special training as an Army combat engineer.
I was in the Army, 76th Infantry Division, 417th Regiment, the 301st Combat Engineering Battalion, C Company. We did what combat engineers do, and that's quite a variety of things. We built bridges, we laid landmines, we cleared landmines, we did whatever needed to be done to support the infantry regiment.
In 1944, he was deployed to Europe. After a voyage with 5,000 other soldiers on a troop ship, his unit headed by truck to the front lines in the war against Nazi Germany near the tiny country of Luxembourg.
One thing that kind of made me a little nervous is we're moving with our truck convoy. We stopped for a relief stop. We stopped under an overpass, and I was curious as to the countryside. I climbed up the embankment and stood there looking around, gawking at the countryside, and somebody took a shot at me. They missed me, thank goodness, but they hit a sign that was just off my right shoulder. And needless to say, I scrambled down to the lower level in a hurry.
Bergstrom's unit was deployed in a tiny town on the Sauer River. Across the river was Germany and its fortified Siegfried line of defenses. The unit's first task was to support soldiers who were going to be sent across the river in boats to storm the defenses.
We were under very intense fire. We were under artillery fire, mortar fire, machine gun fire, rifle fire, the works. We lost half of our squad that first night, wounded and killed.
Bergstrom says despite the heavy fire, he helped some of the wounded.
I was awarded the Bronze Star for my actions on that particular night. Getting a load ready for an assault boat, I had a guy standing on my right and one on my left. Both of them were hit, and I stayed with them until they were turned over to the medics and removed from the area. Because of that action, they gave me the Bronze Star.
Did he think he could be the next one hit and possibly killed?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He made it to Germany, where, among other things, he saw firsthand the horrors of the Buchenwald concentration camp, where more than 50,000 prisoners died. He was in Germany when the war ended. Bergstrom says he's proud that he served, but says it's what everyone, men and women, did to stand up for America.
You do what you're told to do. You do what you're ordered to do, and that's all it amounts to. Things just fall into place, and you do what you're ordered to do.
Bergstrom says he never considered himself to be a hero, but just someone, like many people, who stood up for freedom. Even though it's been more than 7 decades as Memorial Day approaches, the 94-year-old man says he still remembers those he served with who never came home. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.